because we don't have much time this morning. But this conference was very, very rich. And the good news is that it's still available on the Living Stream website, lsm.org. If you weren't able to hear these messages, be sure to download them from the website. They're very much worthwhile and filled with very basic principles for the church life that we all need to be refreshed with. I'm going to speak a little bit from the very first message. This first message was on the basic principles of the church life. And one of the points in the one of the basic principles, there are many basic principles, but we don't have time to mention more than one of them, which touched me, and that was on the matter of blending. I thought I had an outline here somewhere. There it is. So the overall subject of the conference was the genuine church life. And the title of this particular message was Basic Principles for the Church Life. And one of the basic principles is we must see and practice the blending of the universal body of Christ. So this is a matter that we need to see, and we hope that we would not only see something, but we would practice what we see. God has blended the body together. So in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 24, Paul is using our physical body as an illustration of the real body, which is the body of Christ. In this verse, he says, God has blended the body together, giving more abundant honor to the member that lacked. So here, Paul is using our physical body as an illustration of the blending of the body of Christ, because in verse 27, he says, now you are the body of Christ and members individually. So what's true of our physical body should be true of the body of Christ. And we all realize our physical body is very blended together. When one member is injured, all the other members come forward to support it. If your right foot is sprained, your left leg takes over the burden of when you walk. So God has blended our physical body together with the view that we would realize His body, the body of Christ, is also blended together in the same way and needs to be blended together. But this blending doesn't happen automatically. This requires our cooperation. And there's a few illustrations in the Word of this blending and how this blending takes place. One of the other points on the outline is such a blending is not social. Just because we're together doesn't mean that we're being blended. It's the blending of the very Christ whom the individual members enjoy, experience, and partake of. Amen. So when we're together with one another, we need to share our Christ with one another so that the Christ that we experience and enjoy can be blended with one another's Amen. Christ. This is the blending of the body of Christ. Amen. So one portion of the Word that really illustrates this is in Colossians chapter 4. I'll read verses 7 through 9. This is Paul speaking. He says, all the things concerning me, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister and fellow slave in the Lord, will make known to you, whom I have sent to you for this very thing, that you might know the things concerning us, and that he might comfort your hearts. When Paul wrote this, he was in prison. So the saints in Colossae were no doubt concerned for Brother Paul. So Paul sent a brother that had been with him, a brother named Tychicus, in order to fellowship with the saints in Colossae, that they would know the things concerning Paul and that their hearts would be comforted. So this was an illustration. You could see Paul was very much blending conscious. He wanted his situation to be known to the saints in Colossae so they would be comforted. Then, in verse 9, he mentioned some other brothers. He said, they will make known to you all the things here. So again, he was sending more brothers to Colossae in order to fellowship there with the saints. Then in verse 15, he says, greet the brothers in Laodicea. That was another city. Greet the brothers in Laodicea, as well as Nymphas and the church which is in his house. And when this letter is read among you, cause that it be read in the church of the Laodiceans also, and that you also read the one from Laodicea. So Paul was encouraging the blending together of the churches. Now these two churches, I looked on a map this morning, are about 30 miles apart. And there was no freeways then, of course. And you either walk or ride a donkey. I've never seen a donkey gallop. Donkeys are about as slow as a person walking. It would take at least a day or more to get from Colossae to Laodicea. But the saints were willing to sacrifice to that extent that they could be blended with the other church. Paul's burden was that the churches would be blended together. So he wrote a letter to one church and he told them to make sure that it got read in this other church that was 30 miles away. How could they do that? They had to take the letter over there. They had to walk it over or ride it over. Anyway, you can see Paul's intention was to blend the churches together. Then another example, which I think we're already aware of, is in the book of Revelation. This book was written to seven churches. One book, seven churches. He says, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia. Then again, John said he was in spirit and he heard a loud voice saying, what you see, write in a scroll and send it to the seven churches. Then he named seven churches, seven cities. So you can see, now this is the Lord speaking to John. So here the Lord's intention was to write a single scroll, and included in that scroll were seven letters. Seven letters to seven churches. But he sent the whole scroll. He sent all seven letters to all seven churches. Now, how did they get the scroll to those seven churches? They didn't just mail it. They had to walk it. They had to blend with all those seven churches. And you know, at the end of every letter, at the beginning of each letter, he says, to the messenger of the church in such and such, right. And then at the end of each of these seven letters, he says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to who? To the churches. So the letter he wrote to Ephesus, he really was speaking to all the churches, at least those seven churches. And so the Lord's intention in writing a single scroll that he expected to be circulated among all the churches was that the saints could be blended together, that the saints in Ephesus would not be isolated in Ephesus, but would be blended with all the other seven churches there in Asia. So you can see here the Lord's desire that all the churches would be blended together. We would not only be blended together here in Bellevue, but that the church in Bellevue could be blended with other churches in our area. And there's a lot of churches in our area. I intended to make a list, but I didn't have time to do that. But there's probably about 12 churches, I would say, in the Puget Sound area. If we blended with one other church every month, within a year, we would be blended with all the churches in the Puget Sound area. There was one small group last week that went all the way down to Vancouver, to the church in Vancouver, and got blended with the saints there. I think this practice is something we should promote among ourselves, that our small groups could visit other churches, that we would not become isolated. If the church in Bellevue becomes isolated, we will become very strange. We will become peculiar. I was in a church years ago that became very isolated. And as a result, a lot of problems developed. It's just like the principle of fellowship that Brother Atsuo mentioned a couple weeks ago. If the blood circulation in our body stops, or the circulation in one member gets stopped, if that member becomes isolated from the circulation of the blood, it will die. First it will become odd, then it will become dead. We don't want that to be the situation here in Bellevue. So we need to exercise ourselves to be blended with other saints in other localities. This is an excellent way to shepherd new ones. If you take someone that's new to the recovery to another locality, their view will be broadened. Most people that begin attending a meeting in some locality think that's the only locality like that. But if you take them to visit another locality and they realize there's the same river in this place. Amen. There's one river in all the localities, just like there's one flow of blood in all the members of our physical body. Amen. So we need to promote the circulation of the blood. Amen. That means we need to promote the blending of our Christ with the Christ in all the other localities nearby. Amen. The saints in Colossae paid a price to blend with the church in Laodicea. Amen. We need to pay a price. It's not convenient to blend. It's never convenient. It costs something. It costs time. It costs money. But it's very worthwhile. And this is very critical to the building up of the body of Christ. Amen. So may we all take this to the Lord and devote ourselves to blending with other localities. Amen.